But as we know, August, September, well, it starts really in July already. But July, August, September, flower season along the West Coast. But if you want to go out today and find out where you can see some of the bloemetjies, well, there's a partnership between some of the municipalities along the West Coast. They have something called the flower phone, the bloemfoon. It's a physical cell phone that is passed along through the municipalities and the tourism authorities. So if you want to find out where the flowers are today, you phone that number and, you know, then you are there. Joining me now is Anel Hanekom. She is a tourism officer at the Mariasberg and Koringberg travel authorities. Anel, how are you doing?
Good morning, Lester. I am doing excellent. Thank you very much.
So there's a physical telephone that travels along wherever the flowers are blooming at this very moment.
Yes, and a very busy telephone line, let me tell you. Uh-huh. As soon as we receive the telephone mid-July until mid-August, October, first week of October, let me tell you, 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, you don't get dressed. You in your pajamas all day long because there's no chance. No chance. But we love it. We love it.
I'm sure getting a phone call and someone hearing a human voice on the other line is very nice. But surely there are other ways. There's a WhatsApp line, an online sort of portal. But why have you decided to use this? I think it's quite fascinating. It's quite nice. Picking up the phone, calling a number, and speaking to a human person about where you can go see flowers today.
Definitely. And you know that people tend to travel in all directions then. Mm. Not only are you asked, where are the flowers? I was asked, can I see whales as well? I need to stand in a field of flowers, but with a whale jumping behind in the ocean. Can you pinpoint that area to me? So, you know, you really do try your best. And I've had a couple of funny stories, let me tell you. But, you know, I think all in all, the people need to speak to someone human, especially in these times. You know, we're all connected socially. And to have a WhatsApp, you know, we do get the WhatsApp as well. Mm. But for me, you know, it's better to speak to someone in person because it travels towards accommodation, the weather, the wine shortage, you know, it becomes a real chatty phone. Mm.
Look, we've all been looking at how a tourism and hospitality industry has tried to find its feet. And hopefully this December we'll start seeing, you know, a bump in tourism numbers as more and more people get vaccinated and we can travel a bit. But how does wildflower blooming season particularly affect the West Coast municipalities and tourism offices round about this year?
Yes, you know, obviously it's a boom for the accommodation, the restaurants as well. And often, you know, I tell people to come for the flowers only can be a bit dicey. You know, we're dependent on the weather. If it's not a sunny day with little wind, you need to travel in the right direction. That sounds quite strange, but you need to travel with the sun behind you. Otherwise, you won't see the flowers. So please do other stuff as well. Put some other stuff, things on your itinerary. Visit restaurants. Book your accommodation. Come for a week. You know, don't just travel out for a day or two because you might be unlucky weather-wise. So hopefully with the pandemic easing off, fingers crossed, it'll be a good year for tourism because we've really struggled and we need all the injection that we can get.
Okay, so let's role play a little bit. And now ring, ring. You're supposed to pick up
morning.
The... Okay, let's start all that again. Ring, 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 ring.
Flower line, good morning.
Hello, I am here in Greenpoint. I would like to travel up the West Coast to see some flowers, but I don't know where to go. Where's it blooming today?
Good morning, sir. Yes, I think what you need to do is travel to the West Coast National Park. Mm. You know, there's an area with the name of Postberg, and that it's only open for the public during August and September. They keep it fairly locked down so that you can see all the magnificent flowers during those 2 months. Mm. I would suggest if you don't want to travel far, go there. If you want to travel a bit further, take the N7, book yourself some wonderful accommodation along the road. I can give you tourism officers' numbers. Travel up to Nieuwoudtville. And, you know, If there's sunshine along the way, you're blessed to see clouds. Otherwise, Neuvotville has got a waterfall. And the waterfall doesn't mind a rainy day. There's a waterfall that's been flowing the past 2 years. It was dry for about 5 to 7 years. It's now flowing. And Neuvotville is surrounded by wonderful flowers as well. So that's a good spot. And then you travel down. Then you come down the N7. You turn away Klaver. You go Lutzville, Papendorf, then you're on the west coast, Strandfontein, Doornbosch. I can actually get you the flowers report that we send out twice a week. I can give you the email address. You just pop them a mail and you'll find yourself getting the flower report twice a week, and that'll show you exactly where the flowers are. What else can I help you with?
No, that's fine. You sorted me out. Just back to this traveling telephone. So who gets to share this telephone?
It was started years ago by West Coast, Vescas Tourism. And they obviously saw a need in supplying people with information where the flower pot spots are, etc. But, you know, they had it in one office, and that, as I said before, the phone keeps you pretty busy. So they decided to give it out to the different municipalities. So it's Berg River, it's Saldanha, it's Namakwa, it's Swartland, it's West Coast itself. And I had the phone for about a month in August. So you decide, you know, you don't have to do it. But you know, it's really lovely talking to the people. And you get into all different conversations. I can tell you a couple of funny stories if you have time for that.
Well, we have under a minute left. I'm sure that people, it's about getting that human voice. It's about speaking to the person. And just having that human interaction. And now, what is the Bloemfontein's number? What is the flower phone's number if people want to give you a call after this and find out where you can go up the West Coast?
We open from 8 until 8 at night, and the number is 079-741-0113.
That's 079. Go ahead.
You need to get out to the flowers. You know, they don't bloom forever.
Definitely.
They don't. As soon as the southeaster starts, you know, they it's their time to go and wake up next year.
In your experience, how many weeks, how many weekends do we have?
I would say you're pushing it for middle October.
Okay, so you have about.
So we have another 2 weeks.
Two or three weeks, maybe.
Yes.
But Anel Hanekom,
depending on the weather.
Excellent. Anel Hanekom, tourism officer at Mooiresburg and Koringberg Tourism. That flower line number 079-741-0113. Get calling.